my scripture professors in the seminary kind of had a soft spot for the Pharisees. I won't give his name since it's being recorded. I forgot about that when I wrote this. That's okay. He would talk often about how, you know, at times they had good intentions and didn't quite get it, and when we preach, you know, that we really shouldn't be too hard on the Pharisees. And he also said that if he ever heard us preach against the Pharisees or be hard on them, he would come back and haunt us. So if he ends up hearing this, then I guess I'll be haunted for a little while. But hypocrisy is something to me that's very, very frustrating. Of all the things in life that people can do, hypocrisy is high on the list for me for frustration. And I'm sure I'm not alone in this. And I think the reason why it bothers me so much is because it's a violation of trust. So there's people in our lives, we think of leaders in particular, of course, that we trust to do what they say. The obvious example in these weeks now are our political leaders. And regardless of party affiliation, what angers people most is when they support someone with the expectation that they'll follow through on the promises they believe in, that are they're close to their heart, that are important for whatever it might be, and then to have them fall through, or have the opposite done, or have it be forgotten. That's where the frustration comes in, because it's like we were let down. We placed our trust that something would happen, we were promised something, and then it didn't happen. And we can think of any number of examples in life of where we feel hurt because of that break in trust, because of the hypocrisy of it. To me, trust is one of, if not the most important aspects of life. It's the foundation of any relationship. Because if you can't trust somebody, you're only going to go so far. Think of your best friend, your spouse, a sibling, whoever it might be. The reason those relationships, you're so close to those people and they work so well, primarily is because of trust. Sure, you have fun together, you have common interests, you laugh, those types of things. But if you don't have trust, the other things don't follow. Jesus, throughout the scriptures, points out the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. The instances where they claim to hold up the law, as we heard the other week, where they wash the outside of the cup and the dish, but the inside is dirty. Put on good outward appearances, but then don't follow through on any of it in their own life. Jesus' accusation of the Pharisee is a good reminder for you and I as well. Granted, we're not going to be perfect, sadly. It's not going to happen. There's going to be moments where we screw up and we don't live up to our faith. We've all had them, and we'll have more in the future. There's a difference, however, between our imperfections coming through once in a while because we're imperfect human beings and a pattern, and a pattern of saying one thing and then doing another, especially if it's a conscious decision to do such. This morning, I see all of us challenged to reflect on the daily activities of our lives, especially the things that we do without necessarily thinking about it. Our habits, our ways of speaking, the things we do with just out of habit, and to discern if they're in accord with the gospel. Do they live up to what we say we believe here every morning? Are they what Jesus would do? We come here for daily mass, which is great, obviously. But after this hour, what does the rest of the day look like? Does anything else change throughout the day from starting our day here? I can tell you for me, there's more times than I care to admit where I might have some sort of insight, or, you know, the homily might touch me or something like that. And by the time lunchtime comes, I had forgotten all about whatever happened here. And it's just another day, you're just back into the routine. It's really easy to slip into those modes. And so that's where reflection on Gospels like today and being more intentional about the little things throughout our day, that's when transformation can really come. And so let's not be hypocritical in our faith where we say one thing and do another. where we come here to begin our day in an awesome way, but then not let it transform the rest of the day. Every single day is a unique opportunity from God to be Christ-like to others. Every moment of every day. Let's take advantage of it.